What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with another AI tool highlight today. Today, we're going to be talking about Synthesia's new personal avatars feature. And I don't think we've talked about Synthesia on this podcast yet, but I think we'll have to do maybe a deep dive episode on the tool, as it is a very popular generative media AI tool, specifically a video creation platform. Their main products or service offerings are AI video generation, allowing users to create professional looking videos from text to video generation. But more importantly, they offer the use of AI avatars and AI voices that can be translated into multiple languages, which obviously have a huge amount of applications for marketing and sales teams, which we have definitely talked about with some other tools. We may not have talked about Synthesia or Synthesia's avatar tool, but we have definitely talked about some other and covered some other avatar tools before. The use cases for these tools are numerous from a marketing perspective. I mean, think product explainers, social media content, advertising campaigns, but also in product and customer education, enabling your sales teams or improving customer service, all of which are definite concerns to a marketing department today, or should be if they are not currently. A little bit of history on the tool. Apparently, it was founded in 2017. So it's definitely been in the game for a lot longer than some of these AI startups or some other startups that we have that have bloomed in the last couple of years. But that foundation really, I think, has allowed them to take AI video gen and specifically these AI avatars and chat bots, or excuse me, AI avatars to a pretty premium level. So I will link to the page on their website that's highlighting this avatar feature, but I'll just give it a quick rundown for anyone who doesn't want to check it out themselves. The headline here says, meet the world's most realistic personal avatars. Create your personal AI avatar that looks and sounds just like you. Record yourself anywhere, at home, in the office, or even outside. And then they have some example videos of these avatars, and they really do look super realistic compared to some of the tools that we've seen in the past. They give us a breakdown of why these avatars are different and what differentiates them from some of those other tools, things like hand movements. It says that when you're recording these videos, make sure that your digital twin is engaging and an engaging storyteller, and use your hands while you film your avatar, and the avatar will be able to replicate those movements. They also have voice cloning, quote unquote, record yourself in English, German, French, or Spanish. It says Synthesia will create a copy of your voice in 29 different languages. And then this next one really stands out to me, and I think this is a really cool feature compared to some of the others, and that's different framings. So it says you can capture your avatar standing, sitting, walking for more dynamic and engaging videos with a variety of different angles. So I think that's awesome, although I do kind of go back and forth on some tools like this because I think it's a pretty fine line between offering a compelling, personalized, helpful experience at scale to a lot of different users, and then just plain fooling the customer into thinking that they're talking to a real person. So I kind of like the idea of framing these avatars, no pun intended there, as just that, just avatars. I mean, you can still do a version of yourself, which I think I'm going to hopefully demo here in the next couple of days. But maybe just mention the fact that, hey, this is our brand avatar generated based off of our CEO or our CTO or CMO, whoever it is really that you want to be the face of your brand. Cut here. Next here, they give us a nice, easy step-by-step on how to use the tool. Step one is choose your setup. And here they highlight the need to kind of find your space or the area that you want to record in. And they give you tips like making sure that you have the right light and that your face is clearly visible. So pretty obvious, but it always helps to lay it out for the user. Step two, simply record yourself. It says here that you can use a webcam or a smartphone. So love that they make it accessible and easy. And then step three is to just submit your avatar. It says that you will have to record a consent video and that your avatar will be ready the next day. So that indicates to me that, hey, this is going to be a product that is of high quality. At first, it's like, oh man, I don't get my avatar right away, like so many of these other tools. But I think if the product is as high quality as it appears to be, that this is actually a pretty good differentiator for the brand. They're saying, listen, we know that you want your thing right away and you've been trained on instant gratification, just like the rest of us. But we also want to get you a product that is high quality and reflects your brand correctly. So be patient, people. I have a feeling it will be worth it in this case. And then they finish up the page here with some use cases, which we love at the AI Marketing Navigator. We mentioned some of them already, like sales outreach. They say you can create persuasive and engaging sales videos using your personal avatar. But they also provide the use case of generating scalable video marketing campaigns, also the ability to create them in multiple languages. They give an awesome example here of a leadership update, maybe a message to the company from management. Although, again, I kind of like the idea of a live recorded message in that instance. I don't know why you'd really need to almost fool your employees into thinking that it's actually you talking to them when it could actually just be you talking to them. It seems that this, to me anyway, this tool is more meant for like outreach that has to be scaled to a large number of potential prospects or new customers, maybe. So keep your eyes open in the next couple of days. I will have my AI avatar up and running, hopefully, and we will have to circle back on this episode and see how it works. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.